Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts, a 6th event podcast, video event one-shots, and an additional video D&D campaign. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. Go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. One more time for the mortals in the back. redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Kor, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzie. The gang's betrayals have led to a battle to the death among themselves. Explodo attacked the gang who barely escaped with their lives alongside their new ally Tutu Cups. But on their way to the shuttle, Serpentos killed Brash's lover Nyx, and now this newborn Sith is determined to kill the psychopath who killed his lover. And so a player versus player battle to the death has begun. There. You're caught up, so get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
Brash, you can hear kind of in the back of your head Palpatine's voice, but right now you don't need it. You just feel the rage and the frustration, not only of kind of having finally found intimacy and lost it, But of this whole fucking escapade, just from the betrayal of Xanatos to the inability to put together a criminal enterprise to finding Nyx, losing Nyx, or like Nyx almost dying earlier, like all of this just flows through you. With it comes Force Lightning as the strength of your latent force abilities merges with the rage you feel, and your will for destruction is made manifest by the lightning that sort of erupts from your fingers as you channel all of that emotion through the force into Serpentos Ultra Magnus. Serpentos, This was not what you signed up for. I think the idea of the force has always been kind of in your experience particularly, I think is like a sort of a weird low-level grifter hitman. It's like Han Solo thinks about it. It's just a completely absurd concept. And it's almost embarrassing and childish that anyone would think there's some kind of magic space wizard that can just be around. Here's the proof made manifest. So, Ryan, I'm going to get you to roll. I looked up the rules for the Force. They involve Force die, which we haven't been using because we've been using the Edge of the Empire system, which is pretty Force agnostic. Basically, the way Fantasy Flight did it was they broke the game down into... So there's Edge of the Empire, which is like Smugglers. There's Age of Rebellion, which is like Rebels versus Imps.
The Force book.
There's Force and Destiny, which is like, here's how to play Jedi. They're all very similar, and they all use the same base system, but it is a completely additional rule set that we just don't have. So I'm going to kind of run a hybrid version of it, but...
Homebrew away, sir.
For those of you listening at home, there's a whole book about this that's out of print now, so get it now. Do it. Okay, so Ryan, we're going to say... it is, because it's a ranged attack, it is a... he's close enough to you that this is going to be a 2 purple.
Okay.
You're going to be using your willpower. And then I think we'll say willpower and ranged light. I know ranged light is normally an agility-based thing, but... Fuck it.
I've used presence for force stuff before. Whatever you're looking for.
It could be presence, it could be discipline, or it could be ranged light. It will still be willpower, I think, in this instance, rather than presence.
Okay.
I know we used presence for earlier checks, but in this particular instance, it is just, can I exert my will strongly enough?
Cool.
Yeah.
Do I get any boost dice from Nyx's death?
You get to shoot Force Lightning from Nyx's death, sir.
All right, I'll take it.
But I will give you 1 boost dice for, in a lot of ways, taking out the emotional rage is what's fueling the lightning. But also, Serpentos is a very convenient avatar of like everything that you were scared of in Waka, bring all that to bear. So yeah, I'll give you 1 boost dice. I'm also going to give you a setback dice because you've never done this before and you don't really know how to aim.
Cool.
So go ahead and roll that.
1 advantage.
Okay. So Serpentos, you are going to take, 5 points of damage.
Your Jesus. Soak,
what is your soak value?
Oh, 4.
Okay, so you'll take 1 point of damage.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. Okay.
The lightning begins to arc across your armor, and your robotic limbs begin to rapidly, sort of like twist and undulate. The wiring has been so patchwork that this is unfortunately a bit of a nightmare for you. Brash, my question for you: do you think you would stay here to finish this? The ship is starting to take off.
He's too angry to not. Like, I think he's almost doing the reverse of a Serpentos monologue now, which is just like, I've tried to keep everyone alive. I tried to build something. I've saved your life multiple times. And in the end, what I get is nothing. So I don't need to be good, and I don't need to live.
The only thing I want to know before I die is that you die first.
Okay, so you continue to just channel Force Lightning into him and begin to walk towards him. Vic and Engage, which of you would be piloting the ship?
Vic would be pretty keen to get out of here.
Okay, so Engage, you see this happening, and you see Brash stalking down the ramp as the ship begins to lift up. Do you try and stop him? Do you join him? What do you do?
I was gung-ho about leaving, but seeing that we're so close to putting out the flame that is Serpentos, I join. And also, I see that there is a very good-looking laser sword at the ready, and I'm just looking at that laser sword, looking at Serpentos' head, looking back at the laser sword, looking back at Serpentos' head. This goes on, like, at least for 20 seconds.
Okay. Do you try and grab the lightsaber?
I think that would scare... Brash does look very, very
concentrated on the lightning right now.
Right, but I think Brash might also just, like... I think the lightning might just crackle back at me and short my circuits.
If you get too close? Okay.
If I did get too close to him and he's just as likely to like slap me out, just out of pure angry instinct. So instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and I want to get grasp that, but from far away. So I'm just going to, I want to somehow propel his arm while he's using one of his arms to shoot the Force Lightning. I just want to give him encouragement to propel his lightsaber and smash it in Serpentus's skull. So I'm just going to say, hey, buddy, I got your back there, feller. Let's ace this witch. and I get my little disruptor. I have a disruptor pistol, which I realize I have, and I don't think I've ever used it.
You have not.
You just made up weapons.
So as I'm like, I've improvised. So I'm like, get him in the skull with the sword. I'm going to loosen him up a bit. And so I come around, I'm avoiding the lightning, and I'm just trying to basically do... Do you remember that Dragon Ball Z where they're fighting Cell?
All of them are like that. Oh, okay.
No, but they're fighting Cell, right? And I'm Vegeta, and Brash is Gohan shooting his Kamehameha. And so I'm going to
basically... Hey, hold on. You need a dead dad because Goku helps power Gohan. Where's your dead dad, Engage?
Well, he's got a dead son.
I was going to say, I got his son. Fonzie. His son died, so he's his own dead dad, according to Fonzie's rules of who a dad is.
So then, like, a ghost waka kind of like puts his hand on your shoulder?
Yes.
You're imagining it. You're just like, you see this perfect body that you sculpted for Waka and what it's become. Although admittedly, you built this, like, you built Serpentos to be this, and then you just realized you hated Serpentos. Waka was a nice bonus.
I thought I could change things. I was very wrong.
All right.
I use my disruptor pistol to try and give Brash the opening to thrust his sword.
Okay, Jesus. So given that we're in full crazy fight mode now, I need everyone to... We're still going to go ahead with this, and then we're going to fall into an initiative order. So we'll roll initiative in a moment. Adam, what is Serpentos's... does he have a defense rating? It should be in the top right corner.
You know what? It's not showing up. I can't tell what that number is. Sorry. Do you have the paper with you?
I don't. It's around, but... I'm going to go ahead and say it's 2. Okay. So basically, for ranged attacks moving forward against Serpentos, you'll have to add 2 setback dice, which is just purely from his armor, given that he's like a Galvatron walking weapon Mandalorian type fella. So, Guy, you're using a pistol. You're kind of at mid-range, so I'm going to say this is a 3 purple.
Okay.
2 black from the armor.
Oh, shit.
1 boost, so 1 blue from the 1 point of advantage that Ryan got moving forward, which is, of course, just it's harder to dodge bullets when you're being force lightninged. And then for you, sir, I need your ranged light and your agility.
Okay. My agility is 2.
Mm-hmm.
Ranged light is 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that will be 1 yellow and 1 green.
Yeah. And what? 1 yellow and 1 green. And what is the...
Also, for the purposes of this fight, I'm going to shift... God help us all. I'm going to shift how force points work, given that I actually don't have a character to roll anymore. Adam, since you're the antagonist of this bout, I'm going to give you access to my points.
Hey, friends, it's Ryan, but like regular Ryan, as himself, talking about Dumb Dumbs and Dice. Yes, I'm one of the people behind this show. Obviously, you're listening to the show. You're loving this show. Somebody's doing great. Probably not me, but like Tom, he does really good work. Tyler does really good work. Third person also does really good work. I don't know what show this is on. But the important thing is that you can support the show and join the show at...
Patreon.com/dumbdumbdice.
That's right. That address that I totally just said. Go there. Join Dum Dums and Dice. Support the show. It's going to be great.
Guy and Ryan, you'll have access to the light side points.
Cool. We have none right now, right? It's all Adam?
I am going to call this a fresh round and roll, just because I don't want to leave you completely.
Sorry, could I also just... So I have 1 green, mm-hmm. 1 yellow, mm-hmm. 3 purple.
Mm-hmm. 1 blue, 2 black.
Wait, 1 blue, 2 black.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm just seeing if you have any story points you can use. Give me one moment. Come on, app. All right, there we go. Jesus. Okay. And roll them bones.
Okay, here goes.
Okay, there are 5 light side points and 2 dark side points to kick things off.
So you can use one of those to make your green a yellow if you want, dear guy.
Is that the wise thing to do? Turn my green into a yellow?
Yes, your odds are bad right now.
Okay. 2 yellow.
Yep.
No green. Here goes. Disrupt your gun. Fuck. Yeah. 2 advantages, 2 failures.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Does it grab his attention at least so he's so he like loses his grip on Brash?
Here's what I think I need to know. Tyler, mm-hmm. you can hear this kerfuffle happening. Tutu Cups is like, fucking go. Do you think you would just like fucking hit the gas, or would you wait until you know, like, you're getting like the you know, that seatbelt alarm? Like a bing, bing, yep. bing from the ramp still being down. This is a weird but appropriate kind of endgame question. How much do you care about Brash and Engage? And how much do you need them when you get to Agrippa?
Well, a fair bit. But it's a little frustrating, you know. I think at all of this kind of going on... Vic kind of pilots the ship to do like a clumsy sort of 180, so it's facing this fight. And on like a loudspeaker, he just declares like, am I the only one interested in rescuing my rescuing my parents?
Okay. Cool. So you can just loudspeaker that without turning for the sake of narrative. I want to keep them facing each other. Or just like everyone's just shuffle steps to make sure they're still lined up. Okay, so Guy, your disruptor pistol explodes in your hand. You haven't used it in a long time, and its coils are a little bit rusty. So the pistol, like you go to fire it and it just like explodes.
God damn it.
But it is a fairly big distraction. So Serpentos, in trying to dodge what you assumed would be, because disruptors are like pretty much as bad as your fork gun. Like you get hit by one of those fuckers, you're done. So you kind of like throw yourself to the ground, and then the gun explodes in his hand. So we'll say that's what your advantage bought you, guy. The failure caused your gun to explode. Serpentos. Does anyone answer Vic? I feel like no one does, but
no.
Oh.
Great.
We're all fighting to the death. He's yelling about his parents. We don't care.
Cool. Okay, Serpentos, you're being force lightninged. You're on the ground, but you can still shoot from the ground, although your guns are starting to malfunction, and you can feel your joints beginning to seize as the lightning starts to fuse them together. What do you do?
Okay, so hear me out.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Everyone will remember I got that intellect upgrade.
You did.
Right? So I'm at 3 intellect, so I'm pretty smart.
Intellect.
Intellect.
Yeah, I threw in the word galaxy as well.
It didn't increase his charm or presence, though. So,
base.
Yeah. So, I'm going to say that through, like, we're going to jump back into the past here. So, through my relationship with Shatterstar and just kind of moseying around the ship and noticing things, I notice Brash is talking to this lightsaber, and using my intellect and a destiny point, if this doesn't work, I kind of put two and two together and realize, wait a minute, he's talking to like the Emperor who's dead, and he's and that's how he's getting his power. And then that's where I come up with my secret plan that I'm going to take the lightsaber and use that to become powerful. So as I'm on the ground being like shocked, I call out to the Emperor and I go, Emperor Palpatine, I seek an audience with you. You once showed me an army, the possibilities of grandeur and glory. Speak with me. I have an offer that will make you and I more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
And then as Brash continues to force lightning, you, Brash, you again, you aren't even hearing Palpatine. You're just monologuing about all the frustrations in your life. Serpentos, in your head, you're like, okay, I'm listening. You really spoke my language with that more powerful than you could possibly imagine thing. It's kind of my jam, you know, it's kind of my deal.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'm like, excellent. Let me ask you, why are you siding yourself with Brash when you could side yourself with me, the only person that can give you the one thing that you don't have?
What's that?
A body.
Interesting.
Join with me. Use the crystal inside your lightsaber and put it in my head, and we will become, as I said, more powerful than you could possibly imagine, and transmorph into a new intergalactic space being and rule the cosmos.
Go ahead and roll me a persuasion check there, sir.
All right.
we'll guess we'll say this is negotiation.
Do we all hear this going on, by the way?
No, this is just in his head.
Well, we hear Adam's side of the yelling. We just don't hear the Emperor.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, wait, Adam, are you thinking it or yelling it? I feel like Serpentos yells more than he thinks.
I think we established I don't have an inner monologue. So
it's
I
an
think
outer
I'm,
monologue.
I think I'd be yelling it.
So yeah. We're all listening to this shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. You said I am rolling a...
Fuck. There isn't really... Coercion. We'll go with coercion. So it's will and coercion.
Oh, okay. My coercion is 2.
Yep.
My willpower is also 2.
Okay, so that's 2 yellow.
Yeah. And that destiny point that I want to throw in there, do any kind of... And I brace. And I brace hard on the ground as I speak with him. And I have a destiny point.
Okay, you'll gain 1 green for the destiny point.
Ooh, okay.
Ryan, what's your will?
My willpower is 2.
2? Okay, so this is going to be a 3 purple check for you there, Adam.
Yar.
Okay.
Ryan, I assume you want to use a...
I will spend a point to make one of those red.
So one of those purple becomes red.
So two purple, one red?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a boost dice for correctly identifying something the Emperor legitimately wants.
So a blue?
Yep.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. One green, two yellow, two purple, one red, one blue. Here we go. And I'm really convincing when I'm saying it. So two advantages, two failures.
Interesting. Okay. So, Brash, you're hearing this conversation. Is there anything you try and say to the Emperor?
I think I want to see how he plays it out.
He just says,
hey, there's an old Sith trick I care about quite a bit. It's called dramatic irony. He says he wants the crystal from this lightsaber in his head. I say we oblige.
But not literally.
And I think all you see is just a force jump hero stab down at his head, if I can, with the...
I was thinking more like a toss.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that. Whatever great. It takes.
So you whip the lightsaber, and Serpentos, the last thing you see is your dream coming true, as yet again, a lightsaber pierces the small metallic disc in your forehead and plunges deep into your brain. And that is when Vic hits the gas and the ship shudders and begins to fly off. Darth Jedi, you try and recall the blade, but Serpentos is holding it in his forehead as he struggles to the ground. To your surprise, though, the Force lightning is still going. And it would seem that whatever you've unlocked within yourself is no longer tied to the blade. And with that, the ship takes off, leaving dear sweet Serpentos to his doom. Brash, the last thing you see as the kind of ramp comes up to a close is Serpentos' hands soften, fall away from the blade, and he slumps over.
Does my soak value have any help here?
Actually, man, if you'd braced, you would have been fine.
I did!
So, with that, with Serpentos being left in the dust, along with the fated blade, our heroes have a date with Destiny, and the now three of you, plus your spice-addicted Gungan companion, your chef, your Trojan Gronk, and a pile of ash that used to be your pal Nyx, head to settle a score with Agrippa.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at The Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dum Dums and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com, our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Dice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, Sue One, Devin Boyce, George Dolby, One True Artistry, Anthony Griffin, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.